Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable scent beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppable bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. Get six times longer lasting freshness plus odor protection with Downy Unstoppables in wash scent beads.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
Forget about the pitchers is Wyatt Langford, the best part of the end of the Rangers season, and Chris Young on getting his extension. That's coming up at 6:40 on your home of the World Series champs, Sean Sharif, Bobby Belt, and RJ Choppy with a little around the NFL, 0-2, 2-0, contender or pretender.
All right, so let's just look at, I'm going to leave off like Kansas City, right?
And Bobby, what was the stat that you updated on the 2-0, 0-2, as we were going through that last week?
In terms of which teams make the playoffs if they start 0-2.
Yeah.
So it's 10% if it's the first 2 weeks, but there's actually Michael Lopez from Next Gen Stats, who does like analytics stuff for the NFL. He had said that it's actually a similar rate of 10% make the playoffs when you look at any two loss stretch throughout the season. So if you lose two games in weeks 12 and 13, about 10% of those teams make the playoffs.
So that's equal to starting 0-2?
It's about the same. Now, the problem is that people stagger it, obviously, throughout the year. It's odd. Weeks, if you want to lose two games in a row, the time to do it apparently is weeks 9 and 10. If you lose in weeks 9 and 10 over the last 15 years, 24% of those teams who lose back-to-back games in 9 and 10 make the playoffs. And the lowest number outside of week 17 and 18, when a lot of people are resting players, or 16 and 17, is weeks 12 and 13. So you start heading into December, if you lose back-to-back games there, that's actually the lowest. It's about 8% of teams who lose back-to-back games there.
That's really, really surprising, because two-game losing streaks happen all the time.
I know you'd like that.
You know, that's very, very good.
Good job on the research.
I stole it.
All right, so pretender, contender, 2-0. 0-2. All right, so again, I leave in KC off. We all assume that they are a contender. What about the Chargers?
So they had two cake games to start.
Raiders and Panthers.
J.K. Dobbins is maybe your early fantasy football running back of the season. I do believe in the Harbaugh factor, that when he comes into a new program, the toughness, being refreshing, it's gonna benefit your program. Now, let's define contender. By contender, we're talking about that they could make the Super Bowl.
Well, that's
how are we defining it?
Yeah,
that's how I put a heavy emphasis on contender.
Yeah, because they're not making the Super Bowl. I don't think that's realistic. Maybe they're a playoff team.
Yeah, the AFC's loaded. If they were in the NFC, maybe the Super Bowl. But yeah, I would say, Can you see it? Can you see a path where they get into the Super Bowl?
I will say no, but it's very tough to judge them after these two scrubs that they played. Bobby, what do you say to it? Because you are a big Harbaugh guy.
Yeah, and I mean, I obviously, like, they've got a really talented quarterback, and so far the run game concepts have worked really well for them. They've been able to run all over teams, and defensively, they've given up 10 points and 3 points. Like, they've been really good defensively. Like, but again, you do have to kind of stagger it or look at it through the lens of who were they playing. And so for me, I think they could be good. And maybe better than I initially thought, but I don't think Super Bowl's possible.
Hey, who would you pick between the Chargers and Buffalo?
Oh, Buffalo.
Yeah, Buffalo.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because when you look at the rest of the AFC.
I almost didn't put Buffalo in this because it's like they're Buffalo. They're a contender.
Oh. All right. Well, none of us had them with a playoff pick or top five anywhere near our power rankings. No. So you're buying the Buffalo Bills, maybe a little bit of a tease for eight. My point was, when you look at the rest of the AFC, you also have to look at the landscape. I'm not totally buying Buffalo right now. No one else in the AFC East. With Baltimore and Cincy being 0-2, can you really buy a ton in the AFC North? There's only Houston in the South, so that leaves the Chiefs and then maybe an opening for the Chargers, right? So I was trying to pick teams kind of on that same level as the Chargers to be like, hey, if they get two playoff wins, they could be in the AFC championship game. Right now, though, I will still say no.
I'll say no because I think they're going to be a wild card team, and it's tough to go on the road three times and make the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Okay. How about Pittsburgh?
No.
I can't. I want so bad to see evidence that Mike Tomlin can't do it. Not because I'm rooting against Mike Tomlin, but because it's like it doesn't.
They can't make the AFC championship game. They can't make it there. They can't.
I think it's more likely than the Chargers. No, just because like I can't do it. Like it's one of these. It's just as crazy as the 20-year run of somebody not winning back to back in this division. Where it's like at some point I just got to say he's good.
There's a big dip. Again, you're off to an 0-2 start following the discussions this morning. One in the commercial break, one here.
what was that? I don't remember the commercial break.
Being 9-8 doesn't mean that you're a contender. It means that you're guaranteed over mediocrity. 500. And you're guaranteed nice surprise when you don't have a quarterback. Did you see that Russell Wilson again dressed in full pads while being inactive? Fields is going to start week 3. And Mike Tomlin did something I had not heard of before. He handed out petty balls. He handed out petty balls afterwards. You know what that is?
Like they're like revenge balls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get a game ball when you get a win against your former team. So Russell Wilson got a game ball while dressing inactive for the Steelers' win over Denver this past week.
Mr.
Unlimited. They've allowed 16 points.
So the only opening and caveat I'll give is that they have the steel curtain defense. That their defense, which we're going to have to preview when the Cowboys face them eventually, is not in the conversation all-time great, but they're very good.
It's a very good defense.
We're going to have to, if they are, like, maybe they can get some 16, 13, 17, 14 wins. You can't. Justin Fields has done nothing to make us go, oh, man, the Bears are going to rue the day. No. Choppy, what say you?
In terms of the contender, absolutely not. No, absolutely not. Not a chance. Houston.
So are you answering yes on Pittsburgh, by the way?
I'm not willing to say they're not. So I think it's possible. Okay. I think it's possible that they could find themselves there.
Bobby shuddered as soon as you said that.
Yeah, that was the thing that took me back. Why is Houston in this and not Buffalo?
Well, I didn't say Buffalo was. I thought Buffalo.
No, okay.
Buffalo's better than Houston.
Houston is the most legitimate threat to Kansas City in the AFC, and it's not even close.
Are you starting to feel wrong about your anti-Houston sentiment in the offseason?
No, I feel stronger about it. They've played two bad teams, and they're barely 2-0. Like, that's their point differential is +8, and they played the Colts and
the Bears.
And they were ugly games. I'm not.
You know, there's only six teams in the AFC with a plus point differential, by the way.
Yeah, I know.
Only six. But I will say contender. I'm buying.
Not only contender, I mean the most legitimate contender threat to Kansas City on the AFC side.
Bobby's AFC Super Bowl selection.
I don't think they have a chance of making the Super Bowl. I don't have a chance in hell. There's no way they get by Kansas City. I don't see how they get by Buffalo, and I don't see how they get by.
I mean, has Kansas City looked like a world beater?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
The first 2 weeks, I'm
no, but they've actually played good, you know, quality opponents.
Baltimore just lost to the Raiders, and we're just given the Chargers hell for beating the Raiders. Is like, how's that a good example of who you've beaten?
I mean, look, it is the NFL. You are going to lose games that you're not supposed to. But I mean, they played the Chiefs tight. I don't know. Like, are you going to compare beating the Ravens to beating the Bears?
Look, they have not been impressive wins. There's no disputing that.
The best thing I could say about them is that they found a way to win.
But when I watch them play and I look at the weapons that CJ has, and I do believe in CJ, like if D'Amico's defense is good and fine, they are going to be dangerous. So I'm saying contender, and I don't have hesitation.
By the way, the two
And again,
highest...
part of that is the AFC landscape. To me, it's weak. I think it's weak.
The two highest pressure rates in the NFL from pass rushers are Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter, who both play for the Texans.
Ask Caleb Williams in the ice tub how he's feeling. Check his nails.
You think the AFC is worse than the NFC?
Okay, let's just go like team for team, I guess. San Francisco, Kansas City, Detroit, Buffalo. I don't know if we can say Green Bay right now, but Dallas, Philadelphia, I think the NFC top five may be stronger because of the AFC North, because of Baltimore and Cincy at 0-2.
I mean,
if Baltimore and Cincy were 2-0, I wouldn't be talking like this.
And there's a question. I mean, we're asking legitimate questions about how good are Tampa and New Orleans right now. Like, they look like two of the better teams in the NFL. We don't know yet.
I think that's what happens with this league, is that we overreact to two games. Because, I mean, I think we all think that Baltimore is going to end the year with 10 to 12 wins, right?
No.
Well, you don't like Lamar. But
I mean, I think Baltimore's been steady. I just think they've got a difficult schedule ahead of them.
They do. All right, let's go.
Pretender, 0-2, 2-0 here on the fan.
Let's do Buffalo.
Bobby? Or Choppy, you could take it first since you believe.
I mean, look, their point differential is as high as just about anybody. They destroyed Miami. And, you know, Miami's a decent team. Arizona has proven to be at least a competitive football team as well, what they did to the Rams. We'll see what they do to the Lions this week. They have them at home.
Probably should have lost the Arizona game.
They were down 17-3. They absolutely should have probably lost. I mean, if Arizona beats Detroit, I mean, that yep. And Buffalo wins this week. They got Jacksonville.
You
got
to buy into what they're trying to do being enough. I think the Chargers and the Bills are trying to follow a similar formula. They're trying to take so much off of the quarterback's plate. Harbaugh, again, doing it with J.K. Dobbins, the running game. Go look at the attempts. I wonder where Allen and Herbert are in pass attempts. Do you believe that Buffalo's defense and run game are good enough with great James Cook? Thanks, Bobby, for the fantasy football insight in drafting him. Do you believe that those are going to be strong enough to make Buffalo for real and their wide receiving core going to have enough? I'm scared to say yes right now.
I buy Buffalo just because, to me, Buffalo's been a contender for the last couple of years. So to me, they're just showing, hey, we didn't lose a step. Like they're not having to prove to me that they're better than I thought because they've been good for 5 years. So to me, they're just showing, hey, we haven't lost a step like maybe you thought. And Arizona might be a better team than we thought. They beat the snot out of the Rams, who, you know, that was...
That's why Choppy's giving them credit for the Arizona
win. It's an impressive drubbing. By the way, Josh Allen, 30th in pass attempts in the NFL right now, one spot behind Justin Fields. And then Justin Herbert, one spot ahead of Justin Fields. Oh. He's 28th.
How good is Buffalo's defense? Like, give me their players.
Besides they're old
ass Vaughn.
Yeah, see, that's the biggest thing with
them.
That's
my concern with they're old.
They're the oldest team in the NFL, by a significant margin, I think. But, I mean, they've still got, you know, Matt Milano. They've got, who else is on that roster? Greg Rousseau, Ed Oliver.
I'm going to say no. Pretender.
Okay. All right. Minnesota.
No. They don't. I mean, like, I can't trust that Sam Darnold. Somebody had this note. I can't remember. Like, the first three starts of Darnold's season, the last 3 or 4 years, he's, like, lost one game.
Yeah.
And so, for some reason, he starts really strong, and then he's like the anti-Burrow.
Or maybe you really believe in the newfound connection between quarterback and head coach. This is Kevin O'Connell getting a little emotional talking about Sam.
Against his former team, just the amount of work that goes into that position on your quarterback journey when everybody decides that you cannot play. We always believed in him, and felt awesome to watch him go do that thing. So I'm really proud of Sam Darnold.
They dominated the Giants, you know, whoop-de-doo, yep. 28-6, but they also handled San Francisco, and they have the Texans coming up week 3. I will still say pretender.
I say pretender as well.
I'm hoping, though, that Sam Darnold is like the next Geno Smith.
I think they are Seattle from 2 years ago. Well, they made the playoffs maybe, but like they're not really a threat. New Orleans.
That's a legit team. I think they are a contender. When you watch them on tape, they are that offense. The offensive line is going to be one of the 5 best in the NFL, and that play design's really good.
Where are you?
I think they are.
I'll say they are.
Your favorite quarterback.
Gosh.
Here's an interesting
election year car. Atolo sent me during the election years. He blows up.
Tampa.
Ooh.
And I say no here. They got thoroughly dominated in that game.
Thoroughly dominated in what game?
The Detroit game. They were the first team ever to win a game where they were outgained by 200 yards and had 5 fewer sacks than the other team. Like, the Lions had 7 red zone trips. They only came with 1 touchdown. Like, they should have lost that game by 2 scores.
How good is their defense?
Red zone defense, very good, apparently.
Okay. It wasn't great last year. It's not like they overhauled it. To me, they're a playoff team, but no, they can't win the Super Bowl. They can't get to the Super Bowl. I mean, they were a playoff team last year. Baker's clearly comfortable there. Mm-hmm. They've found a nice little way to be a competitive football team, but I don't think they're legitimately contending.
I could see them winning a couple games in the playoffs. Like, I think they could sneakily do it. I don't think they're a powerhouse. Baker, Godwin, Evans. Like, how much is this Baker revival real? Yeah, how legit is it?
He looks good. Like, it doesn't feel like it's smoke and mirrors.
Weapons. They mm-hmm. still have Evans and Godwin. I'll still lean towards no. So that's part one of contenders versus pretenders around the NFL here on Sean and RJ. Wyatt Lankford does it again. Did you stay up with us to watch the Aaron Hernandez show and everything else you need to know with Sean and RJ, the Hump Day Edition, coming strong with the 6 a.m. Club right here on The Fan.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.